We are learning Maseches Makos Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the second Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Midimaru Mishplanish Uchayev Lechaver Elav Zuz. You said Edis that Reuven is Chayev on Halva to Shimon Elav Zuz Amanas Lidu Kamva Shoshim Yoim. You go to Bezin and say Reuven took a loan from Shimon, and the deal was the terms were 30 days, and now you have to pay it back. Vu Amar. And Reuven says, what are you talking about? That loan was a 10-year loan, 10-year free loan. It's a 10-year loan. So here, what's the, and it became Eden Zayman. So now here, I wasn't causing the guy $1,000 loss because he's chayiv $1,000. The question just is time. Is he chayiv in 30 days or in 10 years? That was the question. And it turns out he's Eden Zayman. So what type of loss did it cause him? So it's very easy to figure this out. Oimdim, kam odem reitzim t'litim v'yir v'yodah elav zuz, bein noistam ekan v'alam en yoyim, bein noistam ekan v'ales ha'shanim, and you pay that money. For example, you go to Wall Street or you go to a bank, and you find out, if I want to take a loan of $1,000 for 30 days, this is how much the payments will be. If the payments are 10% over 12 months, figure it out. It's around, on $1,000, it's around, I don't know what it is, a few dollars, $80. Around $8 it is for the total of 30 days, around $8 for the $1,000 thing. If you do it over a year, it's 10% a year, it could be $1,000 of payment. So you see, the value of having that money for extra 10 years has a certain value. So you go to the bank and figure out the value, you have to pay that value to cause them a loss. Not, you didn't cause a $1,000 loss, you have to pay $1,000, but you cause them a loss in not having $1,000 in his possession for those 10 years, and that's what Edom Zayim have to pay. So Amrav Yudam Shmuel, so once we mentioned loans, we're going to have Gemaras about loans. They want to try to bring a Raya from our Mishnah to the Shaila, but we're going to get into Shemitah and other things. Amrav Yudam Shmuel, Hamalves Chaveru Le'eser Shonim. We know the halacha is that there's something called Shmitas Ksofim. Besides the Shmitas Karka, the Shmitas Ksofim, which means once you hit Shmitah, it's a Shaila and the Chalik, if it's safe, the Shmitah, the beginning of Shmitah, but either way, Shmitah knocks off the loan. If someone lends money to someone, it hits Shemitah, the guy says, I'm not paying you back. It could be the biggest loan in the world, I'm not paying you back. It's called Shemitah Sofim. Let's say you made the terms of war, you only hired to pay in 10 years. And in the middle of those 10 years was a Shemitah. Does Shemitah knock off that loan or not? Because on one hand you could say, when Shemitah came, it wasn't chayiv yet. You weren't chayiv to pay yet. On the other hand, but there was a loan. So what's the halacha? So Amavas Chavir Lashonim, Shvius Mishma Tosai. Shvius does patter it, even though it wasn't due yet. Tapo on Beis, Vavagav the Hashto Loi Karina Ve Leigois, even though you didn't reach the point of Leigois, because the Pasuk says, V'zed Var Shmita, Shemoit Kol Bal Masha Yode, Asha Yashab Reyu, Leigois Es Reyu, Ves Ochev Kar Shmita LaHashem. So Leigois means that you're not allowed to pester him for the money. You're not allowed to pressure him for the money, because it's Shmita. But here, it didn't reach the amount of Leigois yet. At the end of the day, it's going to reach to a point of Le'igos, and that's what it means. The Pasuk says, Le'igos bizmane Yisra'eyu, why? Because, Kikaro Shmita Koyim Lechem. Reading the fourth line of Rashi, Rashi says, that's how you read the Pasuk. Don't pressure for the money bizmane, because Shmita already passed. So that's a chiddush on the small. Even though it's a dude in 10 years, still, if the Shmita passes by, you're part of it. Rav Kahana asks a question. It says in our Mishnah that we figure out the difference that if the guy was tining, it's a 10-year loan, and the Edom saying 30-year loan. So how much you pay? How much you pay for that interest, let's say? Right, the Gemara, he owes him $1,000. You know why? Because if it was a 10-year loan, he would have been potter. Because he passed by a Shemitah. If you hold Shemitah knocks off a loan, so the Imzai Mechayer, the full $1,000. Because I was causing him, he could have been part of it. The Amr Shemitah, Mishra Tosha, Kula Nai Boshu, you have to pay the whole thing. Amr Rav, Acha Maya Skinon. It's not sure. Because there the case was that the Malva would put in a safeguard for Shemitah. But Malva on a Mashkin, either it was Malva on a Mashkin, and once you have a Mashkin in your hand, there's no Lo'igais, and therefore there's no Din Shemitah. Or the Meisr Shtaros to the Bezdin, you give over your Shtaros to the Bezdin. The Tanan Hamaval Amashkin, the Meisr Shtaros to the Bezdin, Eim Hashem from the Zno Shmita. What does it mean, Meisr Shtaros to the Bezdin? So Rashi learns Meisr Shtaros to the Bezdin means a prosbul. Who prosbul Shehiskin Hillel Shekosavoy Mesrani Lechem Plain of the Yonim. I'm giving over the loan to you. Toisvis argues. Toisvis says Hamoisr Shtaros to the Bezdin. Pirish according to a second Toisvis, then a prosbul. Loi Nira Dom Sefer Shvius Tani. And it says in the Mishnah there Hamoisr Shtaros to the Bezdin. V'Hadi Tani prosbul. So in Meshamet, I'm a Trey Millionenu. Kachnera Trey Millionenu, moisturized Bezdim and Deraisa in Meshamet. It's a real thing. Prosbul is the Takon Darabanan, that's a real thing, giving moisturized to a Bezdim. Ikadamri, the same Gemara, just Fakaret. Ikadamri, Omar Gudam Shmuel, Hamalva, Es Chaver, Les Shalom, Ain Shvius Meshvat Osai. Shvius does not knock it off. Why? Because it was not due yet. But after I have the Oshu Deleu Yigas, even if you're going to get up to Leu Yigas in 10 years, Hashtam Yibat there, and Shvit Leu Karina Beleu Yigas, no Yel Yigas. Rav Kahana says, I have arrived from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, in the Kama Adam, writes a little view, Elv, just be Yodai, Bain Lita Mekamba Adam Yoim, or Bain Lita Mekamba Eseshanim, that you figure out how much the difference is between 1 to 30 days and 1 to 10 years, and you pay him. L'charev Yarmet Shvias Mishratasa, he cool, and I'm very stupid, I'm just paid the whole money, because if it's 10 years, he would have been potter. So in a case where the Mava put in a safeguard that he's not gonna lose the loan, and they're like either use Mava on a Mashkin on a collateral or moisturized Lebesdin, which is a Mechlekes Rashi Tosfos if it's possible or not. That's not a Mava al Mashkin va moisturized Lebesdin ain't mishmitim. It's not mishmitim. So bottom line is we have two versions of our Gemara. Which one do we pass? Like Tosfos points out, we pass the second lashon. We there was a raya from our Mishnah. But we, you know, we stuck up the raya, but at least we try the raya. And therefore, it's in a case we have a 10-year, the loan's due in 10 years, there is no din of Shemitah Kesafim, only if it was due already. If you already chayv your loan, and the guy didn't pay yet, then the loch is that Shemitah will knock it off. That's the top place it says, on right time, the loch kalish the basra, the loch anam visis misdiyele, the kashlo shakama. Yeah. Dr. Gemara Vaiter, Omer Avudu Mashmur. Another memory from Yehuda Mashmuel, and also about Shemitah a little bit. A guy gives a loan to his friend. You know, he's worried about Shemitah. This is a $1 million loan. He's not Shemitah knocking it off. He's like, it's a $1 million loan, but I'm making it tonight. No Shemitah. Shemitah's not knocking it off. Shvius anyway says it's potter. Too bad. You can't make this tonight. So what do we think the reason is? Because Masta Masha Kosav Atayra. So Lema, maybe you're going to say that Kosavar Shmuel Masta Masha Kosav Atayra. That's Masta Masha Kosav Atayra tonight bottle, and it's bottle. Freit the Gemara va Itmar, and really you can ask also that we know that we pass compassion that Dovah Shiva Mamoin does work on Masta Masha Kosav Atayra, but the Gemara has a kash of Shmuel himself. Freit the Gemara, heck, you say that va Itmar Oimel Chaveru Amnas Shein Lecha Alayna. A guy sells something to his friend and says, I don't want any problems here. I'm selling it to you. There's no Israel in Oino over here. Oino means that if you overcharge someone, so it's all, there's three levels of Oino, all called Oino. If it's less than a sixth higher, you don't have to, it's potter. If it's a sixth, the mekach is kaim, you have to give back that extra. If it's more than a sixth, mekach tais. That's the halacha of Oino. So a guy sells something to his friend and says, I don't want any dinim Oino. I'm selling it to you. It's as is. Rav Amma. Rav Omer, yes, there is Aina. Shmuel Omer, ain't loy alav Aina. There is no Aina. So it's a stira. Shmuel says, I can make it tonight, and I have Aina, even though it's a tyrant Aina. And Loisayinu is just a misa. And the guy Shmita says, no, I can't make it tonight. So you see, he is tonight Kayim. So what's going on over here? So Gemara answers the stira on Shmuel and says like this. Ha'itama Allah, Omrav Anon, the demon fire shalem in the Shmuel, Amanas, she'ain lecha alai Aina. Ain't loy alav Aina. Depends on the lashon. The language makes a huge difference. Even in Shmuel, if you say Amanas she'ain lecha alai Aina, that you're not going to be teveya, it says, I'm not saying there is no Aina here. I'm saying I'm selling to you that I don't want to have to pay for Aina. We're not handling Aina. So then ain't loy alav Aina. You can make it tonight, even though it's mas because you make it tonight. But if you say Amanas she'ain boy Aina, if you say Amanas I did not overcharge you, there is no Aina here. Hare yes by Aina. So that's mekhtayz. If you tell a guy this, I'm selling it to you, and I'm betanai that you're not being ripped off. If you're ripped off, you're ripped off then. The tanai makes no sense. That's what doesn't work. But if I say that you might be ripped off, but I don't want any dina I know, then it works. The same thing by Shemitah also. Depends on the lashon. Hachanami. Amanas shloit shmateni shvias. Ain't shvias mishmat also. If you say, amanas, that shvias shouldn't be mishamet, so then taka will work. But here, amanas, which means, I know the Shvius and the certain Shvius Ksafim, and I agree there's something with this, but I'm going to ask that we're not going to Mekayim the mitzvah of Shvius. Then it works. But here he didn't say that. Here he said, I'm going to ask that Shvius shouldn't be Meshameted. Shvius is Meshameted. You have to make it tonight. You don't want to practice like that, but Shvius does it by itself. That's not the Yodoy to make it tonight. Shvius shouldn't be Meshameted. Shvius is Meshameted. That's what happens. Here you said, Shvias shouldn't work. Shvias doesn't. Shvias works. There's no choice over there. Shvias works. Now, that's the way Rashi learns the sugya. Tosfos learns a little different because it comes out for Rashi. The two things are not really they're not really the same. But Einah, he says, there won't be Einah, and the taka was Einah. Here he's saying that the Shvias won't happen, which is not Masur B'yadah, so therefore it's a different Lashem. But if you look at Tosfos, he learns different than Rashi. Do we have time for Tosfos? We don't have time for Tosfos. But Ayin Tosfos looks a little different than Rashi, the bottom Tosfos. Not more about Tana. Hamalva es chaveroi stam. If someone gives a loan to his friend, he doesn't make up a time. How long? Then he comes back 2 days later and says, you're not going to have my $1,000 back? So I mean, you just gave me a loan. So what's the minimum time of a loan? That the guy can say, you gave me a loan, I keep it for a minimum time. How much is that? He gets 30 days. The minimum he gets a loan for is 30 days. So maybe it's only a malva b'shtar, because usually the loiva pays for the shtar, and it's not worth for him to pay for a shtar less than 30 days. So that's why he thought that was a pshat. A guy's not going to go and write a shtar for less than 30 days. It's expensive, it's hard, it's a pain, and not doing less than 30 days. Maybe it could be a short loan, a few day loan. Well, why does it stand 30 days? That's what Rabbi Bar Chana said in front of Rav. I say, thought, Omale Rav, Hochi Omer Chavivi. This is what my uncle Rav Chia said. Echad Amalva Beshtar, Ve'echad Amalva Apeh, both of them are Stam 30 days. Tainam Hochi, the Brach said that as well. Hamalva is Chavir Stam, Enoi Rishoy Letoivai Pachav Zeshjoim. You cannot let it be Tavea that loan less than 30 days. You gotta give him 30 days. Echad Amalva Beshtar, Ve'echad Amalva Apeh, Klar in the Brach, either Mil Beshtar, Mil Apeh, are the same halacha. Omale Shmuel Rav Masna, Rav Masna actually was Rav Yechanan's son. Rav Yechanan lost 10 sons, and Lamaisa, I think it's the last Omer of Moed Katan, his 11th son was Rav Masna, who lived. Omer Shmuel Rav Masna, Loi Tesev Akarech Adam Farshish Lei Lo Shmaitza. He says, don't sit down on your legs until I explain you this Shmaitza. Adam Farshish Lei Lo Shmaitza. Until we explain the Shmaitza. No, Milsa, Domer Avonim, Avos Peres Dam, Mishael Tev Vachos Dam Yom. What's Pshat in this Halacha that it's 30 days? Echam Avos Tav, Echam Avos Peh. Which means like this. Bishlam Malva Peshtar, we explained that a guy wouldn't write his 30 days. What's Taka Peshtar by Malva Peh? What's Taka Peshtar by Malva Peh that you get 30 days? The whole Tumma Lashon Lois Seisiv Akarich, what that means exactly. Don't sit on a bench, don't sit on your legs, but don't sit down until this is explained. Amalei. So he told him, he said, Peshtar, I guess Rav Masna answered Peshtar. The Chesiv, it says in the Pasuk, Karva Shnasa Sheva, Shnasa Shmita. Talking about Shmita, so from there it says, a guy is going to say that I don't want to give a loan because Karva Shnas HaShev and Shnas HaShmita. Now it's a double Lashon. If it says Karva Shnas HaShev, we know it's Shnas HaShmita. Mashmah Karva Shnas HaShev, any day it's Shnas HaShmita. El Matam Alem Shnas HaShmita, Loim Elach Atichu. It's another Shana called Shnas HaShmita that's not Shnas HaShev. Yes, Shmita Acheresh, Einu Kazu. Ve'ezu Zu, Hamavas Chaver Stam, She'enu Rishoyle Toivai Pachos HaShoyim. That you have to Mishamit 30 days. You have to not collect for 30 days. And now, how do you call that a year? Shnas HaShmita, you call it a year? We find that a minimum time of a year is 30 days. Omar, Shloishim Yoyim V'Shana, Chashav Shana. 30 days in a year is considered a year. We find that by Arla. Arlo, we know that after 3 years you can bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat it, and the fourth year you're allowed to eat it. So Arlo, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah is called a year already. So you find the idea that 30 days is called a year. So that's mean Shnas HaShmita. There's 30 days where I can't collect, and that's the makar that Malva, even Malva Apel has the same halacha of 30 days. Because we started with Omer Huda Omer Shmuel, and we have also a few Omer Huda Shmuels that came in because of our Mishnah, and then we have now Omer Huda Omer Rav. So why are we bringing this in? Because we first had Omer Huda Omer Shmuel and a Kasha of Rav Kahana. So now we have a different member of Rav Yehuda, but this one's B'Shem Rav, with another Kasher of Kana. Even though next Gemara belongs in Masechta Shabbos, but since, and we have more Gemaras of Mikvayis as well, because we have Rav Yehuda and Rav Kana's Kasher. So Tana, we'll learn this one line here, Avon Yehuda Marav, HaPesech Beis HaTzavar B'Shabbos Chayev Chatas. Beis HaTzavar, according to Rashi, means that you had a brand new piece of clothing, and they used to not open up the neck. The neck was a sewed piece of material in the neck hole, and this way we knew it was brand new. And when the person, when the consumer brought it home, he pulled it out. It's like you have today, some suits have this yellow thread in the shoulder pads. It's to show that it's new. And you come home, you pull it out. Here also, you had this sewed neck hole was covered with a piece of material, sewed in. And now, if you take it out on Shabbos, Yechayev, because tikkun kli, this is called makkah bepatish. This is what's completing it. It wasn't complete yet. It was not usable yet. Am I taking it? Yechayev chatas. And there's other shittas in this, in the Mesechta Shabbos, she's a Rambam, and other ones, shittas, there's a shita that just means from a cleaners. We're not going to get into that right now, because it's not to get us. But the Pashup Shabbos, like when a garage is, he opens up, he says, Tzavar is chayv, because tikkun kli, it's a makkah bepatish. Masker of Kahana, we know it's a Mishnah that says you have a chavis that's a barrel of wine in Kiddush, and it's sealed shut with a cover. I'm allowed to break off that cover. Why don't we say Makkah Patish there also? Why don't we say Tikkun Kli there also? V'chimah bein zel and v'gufas chavis. Omalei zeh chibur v'zeh nechibur. It's different. That by the chavis, there, it was not, we'll start with, by Beis HaTzavar, there was a chibur. Because there was sewed to the clothing, and that was opening itself with making a new tikkun, making a new hole and opening. That's a problem. The Magufa was already opening before. And all you did was you cemented a cover on it. So that's not called a chibur, it's called it's open. Just it has a cover on it. It's like a cover on something. And breaking off that cover is not a problem. Again, this is a huge sugya. Breaking the cover, you have to do it in the kalkal or not, the Pesach Yafa. Obviously not from Sekhus Makkas, but we brought it in because Rav Huda and Rav and Rav Kana. And basically the moral is that we said, which is not called a chibur, is not called makkah patish, and because maybe it's not enough of attached, or it's not one, it not always was one, it was an opening right before. Either way, it's not a chibur, and therefore it's not an issa on Shabbos.